Great. Thank you, Thomas. First, I should note I'm actually presenting for Dr. Andrea Buck, who is VA's National Director of Medicine, and who is leading this topic in our industry competition this year. And I believe we have several staff members with us on the line as subject matter experts, but I'm now going to walk you through the topic and what our particular interest is. So first of all, some background to note here. I'm sure sterilization of reusable medical equipment brings some image to mind for lots of folks, especially if you work closely in the industry. But it's worth noting that there's definitely medical equipment that is disposable. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about things like surgical instruments, dental instruments, anything that gets reused, basically, and anything that is introduced directly into some normally sterile body areas. These are all devices that have very explicit requirements for cleaning and for sterilization. And to give you some idea of scale, this is something that obviously VA already does to the tune of tens of thousands of instruments each day across about 153 hospitals. Our interest in this topic is not that we don't do cleaning or sterilization and that we would like to begin. I say this because many of you may be familiar that smaller facilities or local hospitals or dental offices often outsource this function. So to be clear, this is something that VA already does internally. And what we're going to talk about here today is we would like to make substantial improvements to the processing that we do. And what we're showing on this first slide, kind of on the left side, is a snapshot of the actual workflow that VA employees go through today. It's a relatively manual process, even though clearly there's automated equipment involved. For example, think through the process. It begins with workers actually gathering soiled instruments, instruments that have been used, transporting them to some central location. They have to be identified. You have to know which device you're dealing with so that you select the proper procedure for cleaning and for sterilization. There, and then, depending on the type of device, that cleaning process can actually be quite different. There's often some manual scrubbing or cleaning solutions. There's separate sterilization requirements of temperature and pressure and so forth. And then there's the packaging. There has to be some way after a device is cleaned and sterilized to maintain sterility. There needs to be some kind of packaging done. And then some transportation or delivering of instruments to the next location, either for storage or for the next use. So what we've shown in one simple snapshot there on the left is a process that that VA and many facilities employs today with relatively high degree of manual intervention. What we are after, what we are shooting for, ideal case, is the full automation. Maybe it's hard to decipher what we're showing on the right-hand side, but as yet unimplemented capability to simply drop an instrument in one end and basically get the clean and sterile packaged instrument out the other. It's definitely an ambitious goal, or it's one that we think the state of the industry is right to make some serious steps forward towards a high degree of automation of the process. It's worth noting just for a minute why we would go after this. Of course, clearly there's a goal to make sure that an error doesn't cause a device that's not sterile being actually used in care. However, there are many other implications of using a process that requires a lot of human judgment and human intervention. That's an opportunity for error that often is detected, but causes rework, causes reprocessing. That has implications on cost, but it also has implications on access to care. If equipment isn't available when it's needed because it's taking longer in a manual sterilization process, or it's taking longer because it was processed once and found that some steps have been missed and needs to be reprocessed. These are all reasons why we would like to see more automation in the process here. All of those factors, availability, cost, and obviously accomplishing the correct sterilization, all have impacts on the quality of care that, we deliver. So it's something that at VA we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort internally to improve these processes that we use, the steps that we take. What we are hopeful that we will find when engaging in industry is that we can make a significant leap forward in the automation that we achieve. So, again, it's a picture that may or may not represent a real-life situation there, but what we're looking for is something that, think of it as a conveyor belt style. Now, obviously, I'm not being prescriptive to say that if you have a proposal, it has to involve a conveyor belt. I think conceptually, an idea that dirty instruments can come in one end and go through in an automated way, all of the steps that I mentioned being done manually, from recognizing the device itself, going the right procedure, doing all of the processing, and the arrival at a next destination, either for storage or for next use. And we should note here, it's clear that there are discrete components of this whole process that already exist in an automated way, in what I would call here a compartmentalized fashion. For example, the sterilization chambers and the equipment that does cleaning, there's sometimes a very high degree of automation to be able to program what the cleaning cycle is, which solutions are used, which temperatures are reached, and for how long, and they're scrubbing or not, and so forth. But what I mean by compartmentalized is often leading up to that piece of equipment is some person identifying what the device is, actually transporting it to the machine, making sure the right program gets selected, and then loading the machine. From there, it's automated. But when that machine completes that step, it's back to a manual process for removing the equipment from the machine, deciding what the next step is, and transporting it and carrying on. So the point that I can't emphasize enough is VA does an awful lot of this type of processing today, and I think we're fairly familiar with much of the equipment that's available on the market here. What we're going to be looking for in a proposal here is how can we fill in the blanks, if you will, or connect those compartmentalized, those discrete steps in the process that have automation today, and really make it automated in a way that goes from beginning to end. What I've done here in the slides is just pull out a couple of the steps that we thought could use some discussion. But actually, let me step back for a second and mention that we recognize this is, in the most general case, a very complex, tough problem. If we have hundreds of different types or even thousands of different types of devices, are we talking about some automated machine that can take any device of any type and recognize it and handle it flawlessly? Well, yes. Someday, that's ideally what we would like. We recognize that it might be necessary to break the problem down in order to provide automation. So if you read what's in the BAA, which, and I hope that you will, what we targeted there are surgical instruments. So if that provides some help to say, well, can I focus on a subset of devices in order to provide the kind of automation that you're looking for, because to do it in the fully general case is overly complex or overly expensive. Yes, that is something that we would be interested in. What we identified in the BAA as our area of the highest interest right now is surgical instruments. This usually generates a question. Does that mean if I have a proposal that handles something else, endoscopes or dental or something else, are you interested? Well, if it's truly a great idea, yeah, we would be interested to see that. We would really prefer to attack surgical instruments first. So in terms of device recognition, since this drives so much of the downstream process, it's really a critical step and something that we're hoping to see interesting solutions on, not just how is this step done on its own, but how does it link to the downstream processing. In terms of recognition, we recognize there are multiple technologies that can be used here. In fact, VA uses and is testing several. I think we can separate them largely into two categories. There are techniques and technologies that require some type of device tagging, either explicitly with an RFID tag or some type of etching for small devices. That is certainly a viable way, and it's worth noting that VA has a device, a real-time location systems effort internal to VA, and we've begun doing tagging of devices to see how this works. So that's something that we have some familiarity with. There are also techniques that do not require modification or tagging of the individual devices. Largely, this is optical recognition technology. And the diagrams that we used on the right side of the slide are not to make it childishly simple, but just to point out some of the challenges that optical systems have with recognizing things that are not only in their normal and proper orientation, but maybe in an unusual orientation, maybe only a small part of the field of view, or maybe obstructed. We're really interested in technologies that can handle these kind of general situations to the degree that we can minimize how much a person would have to preload or prepare instruments to go into the automated system. Those are proposals that we would value highly. As I mentioned, there are a number of discrete steps in cleaning and scrubbing and sterilization that do involve automated machinery, but a big part of what we're looking to tackle here is how are instruments transported through that process from machine to machine. And there are a number of challenges that have to be met there. We're obviously talking about moving instruments that are both clean and sterile and dirty, soiled. That has to be done, obviously, without collisions. There has to be a design that handles both of that. There's also an element that's often attributed to the transport part of automation, that is a throughput management. So it's one thing to provide a mechanism to move devices from one stage to the next, but clearly there needs to be some accommodation for managing the throughput, not moving two trays to a machine that can only handle one, and these kind of things. I'm giving simplistic examples. But these are areas that we're very interested in seeing proposals that not only just eliminate manually moving devices from one stage to another, but handle all of these kind of situations, management of the throughput of the entire system, and that, of course, is top priority. Maintain the cleanliness and sterility in working with both cleaning and dirty instruments. There are a number of other things that we could talk about that are involved in the actual processing steps, and I think that our reasoning here is that to not go into the details of, for example, what makes a great washer or makes a great sterilization piece of equipment, because that's quite frankly, something that industry is already quite good at. I just wanted to emphasize that our interest is in how do we string those things together and come up with a system that can work end to end. And this slide on records and safety checks is to say that a big part of an automated system is to automate how the records are kept as well. As many familiar with the industry know, records are kept today on how instruments are sterilized when they're cleaned, when they are due to be cleaned, if unused, when do they need to be re-cleaned. An awful lot of that is done manually today, whether strictly manually, written on paper, or kept electronically, but manually entered by a person. We would love to see proposals that include the automation of the processing, automation of the equipment that is also well-linked to the automation of the records. And in doing so, we'd really like to see proposals that not only minimize the burden on the staff responsible for the sterile processing and distribution, but also on IT. A great solution for us would be one that really doesn't require a large IT development effort or reinvestment in IT. So the elimination of heavy-duty IT requirements and, of course, the elimination of manual processing are things that we're very interested in. Okay, so at the risk of repeating the theme here, but I think it's very important for what we're looking for in a great proposal is we've got in mind a solution that can go from end to end for surgical instruments, where soiled instruments come in, placed in some type of receptacle, sterile processing happens without human intervention, and then distribution can happen as well without intervention, and that records are kept along the way. This is absolutely critical for our ability to improve healthcare outcomes. VA is investing quite a lot in our personnel and our staff, in our internal processes to manage processing and distribution. What we're hoping to find with industry and working together, we can significantly advance the amount of automation in that process.